Today is Monday, July the 17th, 2017. Hello, everyone. It's Adam again, podcasting from the Geeky Gay Studios here in the beautiful state of Arkansas, in the beautiful city of Rogers, Arkansas. Hello, how are you? How is everyone doing this fine day? Or whenever it is that you are listening, I don't know. Everyone listens at a different time. Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. It's been super busy. We had Pride 48 weekend, and that went off well. That went off really well. Actually, I was really happy with it. We had a couple of little things where the server was, you know, the server was giving problems and some stuff like that, and it affected a show, really just one show. We had one show that I had to, I will say this. So, you know, everything went off pretty much without a hitch, but there was this one show, Foul Monkeys, and they start to go on the air, and all of a sudden, the stream just locks up, dies, whatever the case may be. And I called, and I looked on the website for our streaming server, and the stupidest thing, they are not open on the weekends. Well, our streaming events are always on the weekend. Like, we never have a streaming event, you know, Monday or something like that, because everyone works on those days. Man, I had chili for dinner, and I'm phlegmy. So, you won't know this because I'm not doing it live, and no one's listening to this. I'm just recording. But I had chili for dinner, and I get phlegmy after I eat sometimes. Maybe it's tomatoes. I think tomatoes or acidic food can make you phlegmy. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's dairy. I had cheese in the chili as well. Regardless, so the streaming provider, the customer service was not there on the weekend, and I needed their help, and I called, and it asked you to leave a message. It's like, leave a message. It's like when you call, you know, what is this, like 1985? First of all, who has voicemails anymore? Who listens to their voicemails? And why the heck do we have a streaming service that doesn't have like a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week customer service line? I do not know. But anyway, so we did get it straightened out finally. And I, you know, Foul Monkeys was able to do their show later in that evening. And we had a little blip on another show, but it didn't last too long. And it was RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. And that had the largest numbers of any show that we have for that weekend. And they, you know, they had a short little interruption, but we were able to fix that as well. So overall, I'm very happy with the weekend. I'm being a good steward of the Pride 48 community. I purchased thank you cards and I sent thank you cards to all of the people who, all of the suits, and also Veritable Virgo, who does our social media. I sent thank you cards to them with little gift cards in them because I really wanted everyone to know, all the suits know, and everyone who helped kind of organize the event and who's going to be giving of their time in the future, that I really appreciate them, and everyone in Pride 48 appreciates them as well. And so I did that. It wasn't anything large, but I hand wrote the notes. I didn't type anything out. I didn't email it. And my handwriting is awful. I don't even know if they were able to read what they got, because who writes? Who handwrites anything nowadays? Like, nobody handwrites anything. But I wanted them to know that I was really a heartfelt thank you to all of them. So if any of you listen to this, but I don't know if any of you listen, but again, I just want to say the reason that I went out and I purchased thank you cards and I hand wrote the notes and I, you know, selected your little gifts or whatever that I sent you guys is because I wanted you to know that I really appreciate everything that everyone does. And there are people out there that do things behind the scenes that, you know, I didn't send anything to, and that'll happen over the course of the next few months and year and whatever. Anyone who helps, I really want to show them my appreciation because Pride 48 is a special thing to me, and I appreciate any time anyone volunteers, anytime anyone helps technical folks, anytime anyone gives of their time at all. So that's all I'm gonna say there. The weekend went great. Mark and I then planned, well, we had already been planning a trip, which I called the retirement, you know, the RV retirement trip. You always hear these retirees, what do they do? Like, what's the first thing they do? They rent an RV And they take this RV and they go on some kind of road trip around, you know, and it's usually national parks. And I'm not really an outdoorsy nature person, but I really enjoy going to national parks and seeing all these beautiful things. And I purchased a drone, not specifically for this trip, but the drones nowadays have gotten so much better and easier to control. And I never thought I would get a drone, but now they have like an app that can be on your phone or on your iPad or whatever. And it's so easy. And you can listen to Dubious Intent a couple episodes ago. I talked about the drone, so I won't talk about it here. But I purchased a drone and I was really excited to like get all this drone aerial footage and everything. And so basically what our trip was, we flew to Vegas and we started in Vegas and we stayed in Paris, or I don't know if it's Paris. I always say Paris, but when you look it up in Google, it's just the Paris Hotel and Casino or whatever. So maybe that's what it is. But we stayed there. We flew in on a Sunday night. We stayed there just by luck, because I don't think we got there until like 1 a.m. And we had purchased this on Priceline. So we got like a really low price for this room. And I guess because we got there so late, maybe they didn't have anything else left. I'm not sure. But we got a suite. And this is, for any of you who are in Pride 48, this was better, at least the room was better quality than the suite we get when we go to Luxor in Vegas. There was a living room and a dining area with a big, large dining table and, you know, a big flat screen TV in there and a mini bar, you know, over to the side and a guest bathroom. And then the bedroom had a bathroom with marble floors and marble everything and a big soaker tub with jets. And I love bathtubs. I love taking baths. So one of the first things I did is I filled that up, you know, to where, you know, it was, and it's a really deep soaker tub. And then I turned on those jets and I just took a long, luxurious bath. But we also went down to the little patisserie, because all of the Vegas casinos have little patisseries. And because this was Paris, they have macarons and all of these, you know, Paris, patisseries or pastries. What am I saying? And we got that. We had dessert in the room. I took my bath. I was really impressed because in the bedroom, there's no TV on the wall, but there's this dresser or this chest in front of the TV. And there's a TV remote. And when you hit on for the TV, the top of this dresser comes up and the TV kind of rises out from this dresser. And so you can lay in bed and you can watch TV. But when you don't want the TV, and all of you have seen this before, but I was just really impressed. So it was a really nice room is all I'm saying. And we really enjoyed that, but we were only there one night. So the next morning we get up, we have the Paris buffet. I don't recommend it. It was not good. And the food was not good. We had to wait in a long line. It was just, I'm seriously just about over Vegas buffets. They're not cheap anymore as they used to be. And they're really not all that great. Like anytime food is sitting under a sneeze guard, it's something happens to this food. You can't make food in that quantity and it be really quality food. There's just no way to do it. And then when it sits out there for, you know, half an hour, an hour, whatever, waiting for someone to come by, it's just not good. And this food was not good. The only food that was probably good was the crepe station, but we had already waited. I'm kidding. We probably waited like 45 minutes in line. And then the crepe station probably had 20 people in it at all times in that line. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to wait again. And then the macarons, however you say them, they were not even very good. They were instead of being like crispy on the outside and kind of chewy in the middle, they were just kind of like stale and chewy and weird, like a weird texture. So, but the room was really nice and the dessert that we had the night before was really good. So anyway, so then we drove to Salt Lake City and we stayed in the Grand American Hotel in Salt Lake City. Very nice hotel, but it's very old-fashioned looking. Like, it's all these floral draperies and, you know, old antique furniture. But it's marble everywhere and old antique furniture. And the walls are like this wood paneling. And the room was really large and had, a living room area and a cool bathroom with marble floors and all of that. But it was very old. It had, like, green, outdated carpet, you know, on the floor. And it had this grandma floral wallpaper and all this stuff. But the pool was really nice. So that was really nice. And I really wanted to stay in a nice hotel because that was the night before our anniversary. So we did that. We went out to eat at a nice place in Salt Lake City, which, by the way, Salt Lake City is not, it's a pretty small city, quote unquote, when you actually go to downtown. And downtown was dead when we were there, but it was really nice. And then the next day, we made use of the pool. We went to the spa. You know, I love spas, so we did the sauna and the jacuzzi and the hot tub was part of that, and the dry sauna and wet sauna. I am so gassy because of this chili. I'm sorry, I'm burping and everything. But and then they had an indoor pool that was this large, you know, pool and a hot tub right next to each other. And I posted some photos, I think, or Mark did on Twitter or Facebook or both. But it was really cool. Like, this was the nicest indoor hotel, like, pool, hot tub combination thing that we've been to. And we had the whole room to ourselves. No one else came in while we were there. And so we had a really relaxing time. And that started, so after we did all that and we kind of relaxed, we walked to the Mormon, what's it called? Temple Square, where the Mormon cathedral is, or the cathedral and the Mormon headquarters. And we took a bunch of photos there. We walked to the state capitol, took a bunch of photos there. And then it was so hot. It was like 104 degrees outside. And Mark was about to die. So we actually called I opened my Lyft app, and it wasn't that many blocks, but just so we didn't have to walk back, we actually got a Lyft back to the hotel, got the car, and then we started the, like, 4-day road trip. And we went to 5 national parks. So we went to, I'm going to get something wrong, but we started with Canyonlands, and it's just a bunch of canyons, you know. We did a hike at least one hike at each one of these national parks. So we started at Canyonlands. It's very hot and dry and lots of canyons. Obviously, it's called Canyonlands. And I have this thing that I have to get a coin at every national park. They all, like, have a national park coin that's related to their park. So I got a coin. Then later that day, we went to Arches. Well, Arches National Park was, first of all, I should have left more time for Arches National Park. There is an arch, and these are stone arches that are naturally formed arches from water eroding away this limestone, or sandstone, sorry, not limestone, sandstone. And the centerpiece, will you say, of Arches National Park is the arch that you always see in anything for Utah. And we wanted to go there. Well, we didn't realize that this particular national park was having road work done every night during the week. And we were there on a Wednesday, I believe. And we didn't leave nearly enough time to do the hike to Delicate Arch, which is the name of this arch that we wanted to go to. And so, but we were determined. So we get to the parking lot, and I had thought it was a 1.5-mile round trip. But come to find out, it's 1.5 miles each way. So we get up. They have a park ranger there because he's really telling people, hey, you probably shouldn't start this at this point. It was 4:50, and they were closing the parking lot at 6:15. Not only were they closing the parking lot at 6:15, and you had to be out of the park completely by 7, but if you were not at your car in the parking lot at 6:15 getting ready to leave, you would get a fine. And so we're like, no. I'm like, we're young. We're in really good shape. We do P90X every day. We can do this. And so I proceed with Mark, and we both wanted to because it was a really good photo opportunity. And a lot of this trail is pretty steep, and it's solid rock that you're walking on. It's not like a nice groomed path. It's like rock. Now, some of the places they've chiseled out little steps, but most of the place they haven't. And at this point, it's 107 degrees outside. It was like, 5 in the afternoon. I think it got up to a high of 109 that day. And I'm a fast walker anyway, and I have strong legs. So I am booking it you know, up this thing. And we'll pass people every so often and they'll be like, you're getting close. You're getting close. Just keep going. You know, and we had, you know, we still had a mile to go. And then we, you know, we meet some other, oh yeah, you're really close. And they're all out of breath and they're all, you know, oh, it's worth it. It's worth it. And, you know, we were finally following this girl and she and I were talking back and forth about, we wish we'd, you know, made a little more time. Well, I didn't know this, but Mark has an Apple Watch and it has a heart monitor. I was killing him, literally. His heart monitor on his watch went off twice during this hike up there. But I mean, I was booking it. I was going so fast. The ranger had told us that hike normally takes 3 hours total. And we did the entire hike. We left at 4:50. We were back in the parking lot by 6 o'clock. So we did the entire thing, including taking photos and everything else, in 1 hour and 10 minutes. But when I get down, so it was beautiful. I mean, we almost died, but it was so worth it for me. I almost killed Mark, but I think he thought it was worth it as well. We get down, and I have a huge blister on both feet, right? What is that? Is it the ball of your? It's not the ball of your foot. The part right underneath your toes, like the, I don't know what it's called. But it's not the heel. Maybe it is the ball. Well, anyway, it's that front part of your foot. And it was right there. It's literally, you step on that anytime you take a step. These blisters were like big. I mean, think the size of like a half dollar or bigger. So for the rest of the trip, and I popped them when we got to the next hotel and drained all the, this is great. I hope you're not eating, as Big Fatty would say, I hope you're not eating your Cheerios right now. But I drained all the liquid out of them. But I was walking on tiptoes and on the sides of my feet for the next 3 days. And we still had, you know, this was just the second national park. We had 3 more national parks and a national monument to go to. So then we went to, after that, the next night we drove, and every night we would drive to the next hotel. So we would get done with the park and then we would drive a couple of hours to the next hotel. We were making a big circle around Utah, basically. And so we go to the next hotel. It's a nice hotel. It's out in the middle of nowhere, though. And they had a restaurant. It was the only place to eat. So we eat at this restaurant. It was okay. I will say, these Chinese folks are also staying at the same hotel. And they were the most misbehaved. They were the rudest. And I'm not saying that all Chinese people are rude, but they come in. They don't wait to be seated. They just go to whatever table they want. Clearly, when there's a sign that says wait to be seated, then their children are just running around the restaurant playing with each other. They're not saying anything to their kids. And you know, the waitresses, bless their hearts. I mean, they're trying to just accommodate these people, but they're making, their kids are being noisy. They're all together. So they're flip-flopping tables, and they decided they didn't like one table. So they got up and like just moved to the other one without even asking the wait. It was horrible. And Mark and I are just sitting there trying to eat. And anyway, so the next day we get up and we go to National Monument. I can't remember what the name of that was, but we go to this other National Monument with more arches. And then after that, we go to Capitol Reef. And Capitol Reef is where you really start to see the beautiful colors and, you know, the spires. They call them hoodoos, but these stalactite-looking big, massive things that stick up out of the ground, but they're sandstone. So they're like red and white, and there's bluish and purple. And so we did that. And then this is the point where we started staying in some nasty hotels. So we, you know, we had a, like, I don't know, a couple of nasty hotels. We'll just say that. And we were picnicking, so we had bought an ice chest in Vegas at the Walmart in Vegas, and we were picnicking for lunch every day. We would hike, and then we would have a picnic, and then we would hike. It was great. And except the hiking part was then now difficult because I have, you know, blisters on my feet. And this sandstone is the reddest. It's like you could mix water with it and make clay. This is how red and like how, I mean, it literally was the stuff that clay is made of, or is the stuff clay is made of. And every day I would come home and I would just have these red stains, or go back to the hotel. My socks, if I wore white socks, they'd be completely like this pinkish color. And so then the next day we went to, I'll try to speed this up because I'm running out of time. But the next day we went to Bryce Canyon, which was my favorite. It was my very favorite, and you can look at the photos, but we did a hike that just takes you right in the middle of all these beautiful, like, rock formations. They call them, again, hoodoos, that are these rock spires that just kind of stick up in the air, and they had a lot of tunnels through the stuff, and they had the cutest, I mean, I know this is bad, but people probably feed the squirrels when they're not, or the chipmunks and the squirrels when they're not supposed to. And these chipmunks and squirrels are basically tame. They come right up to you. This one, I was taking photos of it, and he literally laid down in front of the camera and was like posing. It was so cute. It was so cute. And we got stopped by these French guys that were really cute, and they were asking about our cameras and stuff. But that was really fun. And then the next day we went to Zion, which is, it's basically the same canyons and rocks. And by the time you get to the fifth day, you've seen so much, you're like, eh, you know, this is pretty, but I've seen the exact same thing for the last 5 days. So it gets a little less pretty. And then, you know, they had these hikes, and it was like the hike was to the Emerald Pools. And we get to this, and I'm sure they're magnificent, but we get to this first pool and it's like a mud hole. I mean, it's not emerald green. It's like there's some tadpoles swimming around in it, and it's like, you know, it's okay. And then and there are three pools, and each one is successively higher, so you have to hike more. So we're, of course, and we had read this blog that says, oh, you've got to go to the top one because no one ever goes up to that one, so it'll be a lot more empty. And, you know, it's beautiful, and there are these hanging gardens and all this stuff. And, you know, it wasn't that bad of a hike, except for my blistered feet, right? And so we get up to the top, and again, it was just non-impressive. I just think after all the beautiful stuff we had seen on the previous days, it was not as impressive. But we did that. There's a really famous hike called the Narrows in Zion, which is where we were. I think I mentioned that it was Zion, but anyway, which is where we were on the last day. And but the problem is this hike is you're hiking between the walls of a canyon, and you're hiking in the river. So you're wet the entire way, and it's like 9 miles. And Mark and I, this was the last day of the hike, or the last day of hiking, and we wanted to get back to Vegas because we had booked the Aria Hotel for our last night. And so so we didn't do that one. But anyway, we got some cute pictures again of squirrels and rivers and emerald pools and whatever. And then we drove to the Aria. Oh, and I did get some drone footage during this trip as well. Well, when we get back to Vegas, I find out that Mariah Carey is ending her residency in Vegas. And that night, which was July 8th, was the first performance of her last 6 performances. So Mark's like, oh, I'm like, I'm not a huge Mariah Carey fan anymore. I don't know. You know, he's like, you should call and just see if there are tickets available. And this was like 7:15, and it said her show was at 8. And we were in the Aria, and her show was at Caesars. And but I'm like, okay, fine, I'll call. And so I called, and this woman, we were on the phone for about 10 minutes, and then finally she's like, oh my God, somebody released some tickets in the mezzanine that are right in the center, and it's like super good tickets. And so I gave in, and I bought tickets, and we got a cab over there, and I saw Mariah Carey. I haven't seen Mariah Carey in, I don't know, 10 or 15 years live. And you know what? I'm going to say she was really good. Back in her day, she was better and she was fantastic, but I was really impressed. She sang live for probably 75 or 80% of the show. She really only lip synced the really hard songs and stuff where she, you know, that were dance numbers part of, and not even, she didn't lip sync an entire song. She did live, and then there would be a little bit of lip syncing, but I was really impressed. So I'm going to have to give it to her. I don't like the way she acts. And her voice is not as good as it used to be. But it was a really enjoyable show. She did all of her number ones. And I'm still a Mariah fan. I don't know. I'm still a Mariah fan. But anyway, and that kind of ended our trip. We did the spa in the Aria both that night and the next morning I did. And it was super good. They had a cold tub and a hot, and like 3 hot tubs. An outdoor big therapy pool that was private. And dry sauna, wet sauna, all of that stuff. It was a lot of fun. So our trip was fantastic, even though it was the retiree trip. And now we're back and I'm trying to get back in the whole, you know, work stuff. All right. Well, for more information, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find a bunch of podcasts like mine, or probably much better, that are GLBT and GLBT friendly over at pride48.com. And I am running out of time, so I'm going to say bye, everyone. Have a good week. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.